Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your window into everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Claudia Sidoti, head chef and head of recipe development at global meal kit leader HelloFresh. Claudia is at the helm of the Test Kitchen, where she leads a team of seasoned recipe developers to create simple, delicious meals that home cooks can make in around 30 minutes or less. Claudia, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kara.
Before we get started, a quick word from one of the sponsors that makes the Clever Cookster possible. Like the food we eat, not all mattresses are equal. But Pangea Bed's copper-infused mattress solves the problems common to inferior beds. Copper is antibacterial, preventing harmful microbes from growing in your bed. Plus, its heat-dispersing properties help your bed stay the perfect temperature. My Pangea bed feels safer and healthier than other mattresses I've slept on, and I love it. Head to PangeaBed.com to try it risk-free for 100 nights. Your bed will be delivered for free to your door in an easy-to-move box. Visit PangeaBed.com and use the code CLEVER for an extra 10% off. You've had a really fascinating career in the culinary world, starting at a really young age at Onini Restaurant. Can you talk about that experience and sort of how it informed the trajectory of your career?
Sure. Well, I think that a lot of it, you know, for me really just happened a little by accident, although I kind of believe that there are no such thing as accidents. There was some magnetic pull that was taking me in the direction of food and culinary. So, and also from a very early age, I was a bit of a networker and just trying to connect with people who were doing things that were exciting for me. And obviously food being one of them, it led me to meeting a group of people and then eventually a person who became my partner in business and my partner in life for a while, and father of my oldest child. And together we, had this restaurant in Chelsea. And yeah, it was kind of like all this, you know, very fast sort of paced. There were times where I wasn't really 100% sure where it was all going, but always really loving what I was doing, which was being able to be in a kitchen, be creative, and preparing food that was ultimately going to our customers and really, you know, getting to engage. I mean, restaurants back in those days, very different, I think, in some ways than they are today. But there was just a very close interaction with our customers. It was quite a small local neighborhood restaurant. And so, like, all of these things, you know, happening all at once at such a young age was both overwhelming but really exciting. And I knew, you know, after that experience that this was kind of, you know, the place for me in terms of, you know, what I wanted to do and what I was passionate about doing.
I imagine that the challenge of developing recipes for a restaurant kitchen is different in some ways, but also similar in some ways to the challenge of developing recipes for HelloFresh, where you're thinking about a lot of different kinds of home cooks with, you know, limited amount of time, but who all want to sort of invest in this project of feeling that they're making dinner themselves. How do you come up the challenge of recipe development or creating content for different kinds of food media?
That's a great question. I think that, you know, I try to always make the connection with who I am in real time. You know, I have, now my kids are older, but I was doing, you know, the same thing that, you know, our customers at HelloFresh are doing every day when I would, you know, leave work as I evolved out of being in restaurants, which, you know, lifestyle was quite different. But once I had a family, I was working in food media, which, you know, hours were a bit more, you know, sort of normal, and still going home and having to, you know, struggle with the same, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? How quickly can I do this? And more importantly, like, what will they all eat so that it feels like it was a successful endeavor? So I struggle with the same things, and I first try to keep in mind, you know, the practical end of it. Then obviously the broad variety of what people, you know, different likes and dislikes. I find that working collaboratively with a team is always, like, incredibly helpful because people come from so many different backgrounds and perspectives, and they problem solve differently. We're all traveling around, going to restaurants and or trips around the world, hopefully, if we can get some vacation time in. And all of these things are what we bring to our brainstorming sessions and just sharing, you know, ideas, techniques to kind of help the home cook, again, feel excited about getting into the kitchen, because I think it starts there. If you're somewhat excited, even when you're tired, whatever, if you can lose yourself for that half an hour and enjoy the experience, I think you'll be more successful. And then ultimately, I think the goal is to try to get people to be more confident there. And then obviously we want people to love the food. But we really try to put our heads, and I try to put my head right into that place. Would I want to eat this for dinner?
Before we continue, a quick word from one of our Clever Cookster podcast sponsors. Looking for a breakfast that's worth skipping the snooze button for? Thomas's is the only breakfast brand that delivers a one-of-a-kind eating experience with its original Nooks and Crannies English muffins. There's nothing quite like that Nooks and Crannies texture, perfectly toasted to give you irresistibly crispy edges with a soft, warm center. Take it from a true fan. The secret to revealing that perfect Nooks and Crannies goodness every time is to gently pull your Thomas's English muffin halves apart. You can also use a fork to split them, just don't use a knife. Next, lightly toast each half and then top them right away with butter. Watch how the butter just melts and pools inside all those amazing little Nooks and Crannies spaces. It's a delicious burst of flavor in every warm, toasty, buttery bite. If you haven't had them already, you have to toast and butter some Thomas's Nooks and Crannies English muffins. They're truly like no other. And now, back to our podcast.
Are there criteria or components that make up an ideal recipe, whether it's sort of flavor balance or figuring out the sweet spot between familiarity and adventure? Or are there recipes in sort of the HelloFresh repertoire that have surprised you in terms of how consumers have responded to them?
All good questions. Yes, there are surprises. Often the surprises are we think that people want things that are super adventurous and different, because that's what we're thinking, like, they couldn't possibly want meatloaf again, could they? And, you know, they do, which isn't a bad thing, right? It's just like a new combination. So it's very much focused on sort of classics with a twist, comfort food with a twist. And I think in terms of structure, we are very committed to this 30-minute, 40-minute if it's inactive. So we've popped something in the oven. You can walk away for 15, 20 minutes. But it's six steps. We're being mindful of pots and pans and cookware. Again, those things that really matter every, you know, because this is weeknight cooking for the most part. I mean, I'm sure there are people who decide that, you know, they want to use our recipes on weekends, et cetera, but they're really designed for this, you know, easy in and out during the week when you really want to just have something satisfying and delicious, but also not to, you know, like there's adventure to a limit, right? Like it has to be relatable. And I think those are all of the things that we think about when we're trying to create successful recipes. And I think variety is really important. We do have categories where we can offer that. You know, we're really excited about doing some global eats so that you can opt in if you decide you wanted to try something that's a little bit out of your comfort zone. And then premium style recipes that really help people feel like more connected to restaurant trends and special ingredients. But again, all of these things, I think, have one thing that's very much the same, which is this classic comfort food with a twist, and not taking for granted that, you know, for some people, using a zester for a lemon or a lime might be the first time they've ever done this.
What advice do you have for people who want to break into the culinary world, who are interested in things like, you know, innovation around food and recipes and restaurants, but don't know where to start?
Well, I think that it's important to try a lot of different things, right? Wear a lot of hats. I know I certainly have. Sometimes I've looked back at my career path and I've thought, I remember doing that. I wasn't really comfortable when I tried that, and I ultimately moved away from it. But trying a variety of things within the industry is, I think, really important. And now I think it's really an exciting time, not just for anybody who's in culinary, but women in particular. You know, we really kind of, we've got a long way to go, but we've come a long way. And I think that there are more options. I mean, from food styling to recipe development to chefing jobs, both in restaurants and then in, you know, food service and corporate. And then everything under you know, those umbrellas and food media. So, I mean, there's so many options, and I recommend that people try a variety of things if they're fortunate enough until they find something that they, you know, just keeps drawing them back in. So that's a little bit of advice that I'd give people.
Are there any food trends that you see on the horizon that are particularly interesting to you? Anything coming up that you see really sort of shifting the way people are thinking about what they eat?
I think, you know, it's hard because that word trend, that food trend thing, I try to pay attention to, but also not so much so that, you know, you're changing, you know, things so much, and losing sight of sort of the things that, you know, are kind of at the core. Some of the trends that I think have been happening for a while, and I think really make sense, are things like flexitarian. I think it was, you know, we went through a phase where people were really trying to attach to I am a this and I am a that. And I think having the ability to say, I want to eat a little bit more healthy or smart, making choices, having this variety of food and accessibility to food if you live in, you know, hopefully if you live in an area where you do have access. But this idea of balance, and I think flexitarian offers that in a really good sort of smart way. I think mashup is still happening. And I think ethnic food in general just keeps getting more popular. I know it's can be scary for some people, but just like simple little tweaks to a dish, you know, like roasting a piece of fish or a protein and, you know, putting some harissa on it, you know, and now there's so, you know, it's accessible for many people. That's a way for people to just start exploring, you know, some of the food options and different flavors that are out there without getting too far away from their comfort zones. So I guess, yeah, I think that's about it.
Claudia, thank you so much for talking with us today. It's really fascinating to hear about your career path and the kinds of recipes that you're creating now. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, Kara.
And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster, your window into everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking.